What are you accumulating right now? Is it grace or is it judgment? Paul introduced a haunting idea earlier in Romans chapter 2, verse 5. The unrepentant heart is storing up wrath, not avoiding it, not postponing it, but actively accumulating it. Every ignored warning, every delayed response, every presumption upon God's patience adds to the account. And the frightening irony is that the very kindness meant to lead us to repentance becomes evidence against us when that mercy is dismissed. We often misread God's silence. We assume that because judgment hasn't come yet, approval must have come. But Scripture tells us otherwise. God's patience is not indifference. It is mercy with a deadline. Time is not neutral. Every day either softens the heart through repentance or hardens it through resistance. The same sun that melts wax hardens clay. God's patience will either rescue you or testify against you. And this is not meant to produce panic, but it is meant to produce urgency. The gospel does not say, fix yourself before judgment. It says, flee to Christ while mercy remains. The most dangerous posture is delay. Tomorrow is not promised repentance, but today is offered grace. Pray this with me if you find yourself in that precarious spot of having delayed the mercy of God. Merciful God, do not let me presume upon your patience. Lead me quickly and humbly to repentance and faith. Here's two peoples that you can pray for. Sean and Kendall Pasley and their family are missionaries in France, and also the FIPA LifeWord broadcast for the people of Tanzania.